do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. Actually, it should be broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're... poor Ned Beatty.
Oh, I know. I always wanted to adapt that for the stage.
Deliverance?
For a musical. Why not?
Sure, why not?
Adapt it from a novel to a movie.
Well, yeah.
Why can't you adapt a novel to a musical?
Sure.
And now
text us your or tweet us your song ideas, everybody.
In the middle of rehearsal, we're like, I think we're going to have to get rid of the kick line after that one scene. It's just a tough transition.
What was I talking about? Oh, join us on social media, if you like, at Crab Diving during the show on the Twitter. We check that occasionally during the show. We're also on Facebook and, Instagram.
We're not on Gab.
No. And, we were on Parlor, but.
Were we really?
Yeah, our freedoms got taken away.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
No, we weren't on Parlor.
You know.
Then thank you for your continued support by buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link to go buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just gives us a couple of clinks in the old bucket.
Clink.
Let's see what the fuck is going on. A whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Trump emerged.
Yes.
We'll talk about his comments and then his ridiculous speech, really. And
do we feel better?
Short. It's short. It was short. This Alamo speech, which the story this morning was that Alamo, Texas was like, we don't know anything about it. But I guess he went to a remote place and ended up right next to his fucking wall.
Yeah.
And it was really an audience of like 50 people, all ICE agents and Border Patrol and cops and shit, socially distanced. It was really weird. It was really a strange. And he was like talking like this.
Well, why did he couldn't go to the actual site of the Alamo. So he went to the city named the Alamo, which.
Well, no, he wanted to go to the wall.
But he couldn't.
He wanted to show everybody, look what a great president I was.
Why can't he not go to the wall? They just didn't let him.
Oh, he went.
He didn't go
to the Alamo.
Oh, okay.
Which I think people probably misconstrued. They probably said he's going to Alamo, Texas, and everybody thought, he's going to the Alamo.
I see.
He ended up going to Alamo, but the city was like, we haven't gotten anything from the president.
Well,
probably motorcaded. He landed wherever whatever's closest, El Paso or some shit, motorcaded in.
Yeah.
And didn't need to let Alamo know because he was just going to be close to Alamo.
So like, these are the people rolling out the vaccine.
But it was really weird. It was just, hey. Look at this great wall I built and how safe it is and everything. And he did a little whining. I'll play a couple clips from it. But he made comments on the tarmac before he left.
Yeah.
And he said, biggest witch hunt.
This is part of the longest witch hunt in history, the upcoming impeachment due. And he said it's the biggest witch hunt. And then he said it again as part of his speech. This is part of the... But he was so lackluster. And I don't know. I kind of got the vibe that I don't think he believes it, even himself.
Was he fucked up?
I didn't get drugged at all.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't slurring or anything.
You're saying what he was saying.
I think he was dejected.
He didn't believe or he...
Yeah. I don't think he believes it's a witch hunt.
Was he sad?
A little. I mean, I just got an overall somber vibe.
Has he been? Do you think he's been told some truths that have bummed him out?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Pence's wife didn't go in there and talk to him,
right?
And say, "Look, motherfucker, we're pulling the 25th Amendment trigger if you do anything."
What is
so? You go golf. You go jerk off in front of your wall. Go do whatever you want to do, but we're taking the football
because he has.
We're
that
taking
leverage.
The codes, and I don't know. I'm speculating. There's
mother
no evidence
has,
of that.
Mother has the leverage.
Sure. Well, she could tell Mike to do that.
Yeah.
Just to start that 25th Amendment stuff.
He will do it.
They already hate him. They already want him dead.
He will do it, or he will not get the ball gag again.
So, I don't. I'm just that. You know, that's wild speculation. We have no evidence that that's going on,
right?
But I would hope something like that, or maybe his family was like, maybe Ivanka was like, "Daddy, you're ruining my reputation, Daddy."
Does she still have that vocal fry? That effect?
I'm very concerned. I'm going to go to the inauguration.
What?
Because of my,
the quote was promising political career.
We in this country, I think, need to be concerned about our existence and shit and quit fucking around. We don't need an inauguration. Have the inauguration somewhere in
Joe's
a fucking
gonna
bunker.
Do it on the steps, man.
That is insane. Why would you do that?
I
you
concur.
You know these people are out here. You know they are crazy. Some of it, you know, what do I know from reading bullshit? You know, it seems like some of this whacked out white supremacist movement is like organized. Some of it's a bunch of wackos. It's a whole cornucopia.
Some of it's in the Secret Service, probably.
Right. It's our cops. This is a good time.
It's absolutely our cops.
To not. Do shit that you don't have to do like this. We don't have to have this outside. It should be inside. I said, who's that kid? That's that kid, that Boston kid.
Oh, yeah.
It should be outside.
There's a...
it's my favorite.
I forget the name of it, but look up like a kid swearing about the lockdown. And his mom was taping him and... He said, I'm sure it was a setup.
Yeah, yeah.
But the kid was amazing. And if it was a role he was playing.
Yeah.
But she said something about, you know, somebody, there's some meeting or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, but that's outside.
Right.
And he goes, but with the lockdown, I mean, you guys should be fucking inside, not fucking outside.
Congratulations, kid. Do you want to be governor of Florida?
You're
more qualified.
I'll see if I can find that.
He's so good. I mean,
let's check the old headlineronies.
Yay.
I just opened the Drudge Report just for laughs first. Sad Trump picture. I love the countdown that Drudge is giving. 190 hours left.
How many depends is that? How many diapers is 190 hours, do you think? Like, how many diapers per hour are we working through now? I mean, the man is upset.
Yeah, he's and he really is mostly upset about that golf tournament.
Okay. Really? I mean, God.
Yeah.
Donald, you're going to get impeached for in fucking insurrection. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. You might go to jail for this shit, motherfucker. I mean, overthrowing the country, I have no idea. Shelby, look that up. Is that serious?
Oh my God, it's updating. It just switched to 185 hours.
What?
The headline. So it really is updating like every 5 hours, I guess.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
I thought it would update like once a day, but
oh, that's
damn.
Cool. Very cool.
Banker's bail is the other headline, and that yes. I believe is Deutsche Bank. Yeah.
Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank AG, whatever yeah. that means. Oh, Germany.
Oh.
And
yeah,
Signature Bank, two of Trump's favored lenders, are pulling away. Oh,
yeah, boy!
From the billionaire president in the wake of last week's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. And Deutsche Bank is still going to get looked at
yeah.
for why the fuck they loaned Donald Trump, like, what was it, $400 million or something
right,
like that?
Right.
To buy one of those ridiculous golf courses or two.
But don't you think, Pat, when that there's some...
He had bank just come out of a bankruptcy or was still in the bankruptcy from the Taj Mahal and shit. Who the fuck?
I'm going to say this. I don't have any... it's very hard for me to understand these financial scandals because the math is just so fucking disgusting. But, wasn't this Russian money laundering that we were talking about?
Russia.
Are we not talking about Russian rubles being laundered through Deutsche Bank for Trump or some fucking
bullshit?
Well, that's overvalued real estate.
Certainly a probability that just that one thing alone where he bought that mansion on the water in South Florida for like 12, 15 million, something like that. And then some Russian oligarch comes along. Trump has it up for sale for like, you know, 18.
Yes.
And the Russian oligarch comes along and pays him $60 million for it.
I would take that's a great fucking
wow.
deal.
Wow. I like the way you negotiate, Vlad, or whatever the hell his name was. Well, everything comes yeah. through Vlad, so.
Yeah, I mean, God, go read the Art of the Deal right away then.
Well, yeah, I mean, shit.
I mean, you know, if Trump has so much, I mean, you know, I know he doesn't have so much money, but the man has a lot of money. And he's dealing with these Russian oligarchs. I mean, we could call them gangsters, whatever the fuck.
Sure.
At what point is he just not part of the Russian mafia?
No, he's too dumb.
Or
he's a useful idiot.
He's in there, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's associate. He's working with them.
For
them.
Yes.
Are we going to lose sight of the fact that we knew this before this guy was elected? All this shit was kind of out there before he was elected.
Kevin McCarthy's on tape joking about it.
I mean, we let a guy, the fucking Republicans. How the fuck could you let this guy be your nominee? He's so dangerous.
Because he won.
This is why if any Republicans listening, your fucking party on Spotify, Stitcher, this podcasting app, your fucking party should rot, man, because of this. You'll do this again. Don't you think?
The German lender, who?
They'll just do this again.
Oh, undoubtedly. The German lender has decided not to conduct any further business with Trump and his company, said two people with knowledge of the matter.
Yeah.
Asking not to be identified because deliberations were confidential. So somebody's squealing right. over at Deutsche Bank saying, hey, look, we're dumping this guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody from Trump's camp is like letting that one leak.
No.
Maybe it's Eric.
Right. But on accident.
I'm deep throat. Eh.
He talks to himself for hours in the mirror every night because no one listens to him. So he has to talk to himself at night. And he accidentally butt dialed some reporter at the Times.
I call myself Deep Hole.
I'm a deep hole.
Or, what was it?
Are you deep hole?
I want to make anonymous deep.
Who do you think I am, deep hole?
Signature Bank, the New York lender that's long catered to his family.
Yay.
Oh, gross. Is closing two personal accounts in which Trump held about $5.3 million.
Okay. Does that mean he owes money or there?
No, that was his...
His
like,
cash.
Like his account. So they're like, here, get your cash out.
How much does he have?
In two accounts, $5.3 million.
That's a fuck ton of money, dude. If all of a sudden I had $5.2 million in my account, I would need some depends for a second.
You can borrow some of mine.
Thank you.
$5 million apiece.
These smell like fascism.
They said, we believe the appropriate action would be the resignation of the president of the United States, which is in the best interest of our nation and the American people, said the bank. Holy shit.
Oh, thank
Signature
you.
Bank.
Thank you, Banky. Thanks, Banks.
Deutsche Bank America said, yesterday was a dark day.
Morgan!
Completely unnecessary. Yesterday was a dark day for America and our democracy. We are proud of our Constitution and stand by those who seek to uphold it to ensure that the will of the people is upheld and a peaceful transition of power take place.
Who's another, like, iconic, and this is a hard, I don't know, like another German voice I could emulate? You know, there's the Hogan's Hero guys. That's the only people I can think of that do it. You know, a German accent I can handle, something like that. Like, hog on! That's all I can do. Like, what else, though? Is there any other pop culture I could pull from?
I mean, you can think of a lot of the movie Bullwinkles. Nazis.
But Bullwinkle, they were Russian for some reason.
Well, what about the bad guy in Dangerous Bastards or Inglourious Bastards?
Oh, God. I can't even... That. Oh, he was great.
He had a much more subtle...
Oh, this?
Yeah, with like, which is like British mixed with...
Much more subtle German.
Yeah
I can do that. Okay, thank you.
That's creepy. The... Say the N-word.
I will not.
With a German accent. So that's the headline. Another one of the headlines over the Drudge Report is that even his banks, a couple of them are bailing on him.
Auf Wiedersehen!
FBI warns new dangers.
Ooh.
Well, that's great. I think we talked about that yesterday.
What about these dangers we have? I haven't come to terms with these dangers.
Well, yeah. Have we remembered the COVID?
Right. Yeah, we still got that shit. Guys.
The impeachment vote is set.
Yes.
House Democrats are poised to impeach him.
Oh,
what
yes.
What are you doing? She's hitting me with her paw like, this
dog doesn't care that we're doing a podcast, and I don't know that she understands right now that we're recording.
No, I believe she
get
doesn't.
It
yeah,
it's showtime, Shelby. We're acting. We're not acting.
She knows this as I get a bunch of treats and I'm pissed that I'm not getting them all time.
Well,
House Democrats are poised to impeach him on tomorrow, Wednesday.
Shit.
But President Trump is not expected to mount a forceful White House defense against charges he incited. Did you hear? You heard who he was going to say we're going to be his lawyers, possibly?
Oh,
Rudy. I'm not shitting you. Rudy.
The farter. I mean, come on. Listen, guys. Someone, come get Rudy Giuliani. If there is someone close to him in his life that gives the tiniest fuck, shame on you. Get this guy home. Sit him down. You don't need to go anywhere. You're on camera farting when you're arguing fake lawsuits. Your hands are going down your pants on camera in front of journalists you don't know. You're butt dialing the New York Times. You need to be at home in a monitored situation. Don't you think?
Well, yeah.
Or not. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's fine. I don't know.
But man, I'm watching those impeachment hearings. If Rudy is going to be the...
I like this idea.
The main course.
We like this idea.
Yeah.
Does Rudy... you know, these rich people that are very eccentric and I don't know. Can Rudy drive a car? Can he drive?
He probably can, but he probably gets driven.
I mean, does he look
everywhere?
Like he doesn't seem like a guy that could drive. I don't know.
Who takes cabs?
Trump. Could he drive? Does he know how to drive?
No.
No fucking way. No fucking way, dude. Can he ride a motorcycle? Dude, why do all these motorcycle badasses are like, I love Trump? He knows nothing about your leather life.
Because they're... A lot of them are Nazis and white supremacists. And...
Okay. They forgive him for being a dandy oligarch type because he's a Nazi.
White House official said, we are not building out an aggressive operation to combat these impeachment charges. It's just logically impossible. Counsel's office was hollowed out, obviously. Cipollone hasn't been in the president's circle. Operationally, it's just not going to look the same.
Cipollone.
The resistance to building out an aggressive effort to push back on impeachment is reflective of a president both isolated and distracted by political grievances. In the final days of his term as Politico, Trump is still spending time railing against the election that he lost to Joe Biden, surrounding himself with a handful of loyalists, among them Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, shit.
Who have been with him since the start, according to interviews with 8 current and former Trump aides. Fake news.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of another way to think about voting. You know, you need to think about your choices, because vote for who you want. You should always, you know, whatever. But knowing, make sure when you're voting, your vote doesn't cause someone like this to get elected, right? Because this,
yeah,
I think this, and it's 1/12/21. He's out in 8 days. I'm calling it. This has been a disaster.
Oh, that's okay? Brave.
What do you think, Shelby? It's been a fuck storm.
One official said, since the election, the day-to-day stuff as far as signing executive orders, focusing on policy, has definitely waned because his focus has been on the election and overturning those results. We are not obviously pursuing any policy or anything like that.
I mean, my God, dude, and I hate saying shit out loud like this, but I know people are thinking about this. What if some bad actor decides to do something to us at this point? Are we in a good spot to respond to shit? I mean, we are.
They
right?
don't need to.
We're getting fucked just by nothing happening.
Yeah, they already did.
We are fucked. Oh, that's interesting. That's a great point. We are fucked, guys.
Trump has been making more calls than usual.
Yes.
Not, as one aide said, to more people, but rather to the same people over and over again.
Who? Kim Kardashian?
He's calling Lou.
Oh, no.
He's calling Sean.
Yes.
Whoever. Here, he's talking to people who are willing to indulge him.
Oh,
a former
God.
Senior administration official said.
Is there a way, I don't know why anyone would do this, to isolate him in a room, give him a fake phone, and have a Sean Hannity vocal impersonator talk to him and give him, tell him what he should do, so we don't end up in a ball of white hot flame.
But then he wouldn't like it, and he'd say, Sean's turned on me too.
What if Lou Dobbs told him it was? I mean, Lou Dobbs is an older guy.
Lou's obviously going. His mind's going.
Lou is Lou Dobbs a Nazi?
I think at this point the case needs to be made against.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Jesus.
He says, even more than usual, Trump has not been engaged in the work of the presidency. nice little bow on this 4-year roller fuck coaster that we've been on.
We need to want to live in a society where there's great mass transit, where there's
how about healthcare?
Healthcare. Yeah. You can go to college for free. You know, maybe you get a UBI. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. The people don't get fucked in the face every 2 fucking seconds.
Unless they want to.
Oh, yeah. Unless they want to. And that's fucking freedom. Where's my Blumpkin? Nobody Google that.
What? Oh, Blumpkin?
I'm just kidding.
The things requiring presidential signature slowed down.
Yeah.
And Pence is running shit.
So
a lot of stuff. Pence even had a coronavirus task force.
That's his fucking
which,
job.
Which, you know, he's been meeting with Biden's people.
Oh, good. Good.
Like Pence was with that part. What I read has been like, yeah, we should get together with the vice president with president-elect Biden's people and share everything.
Okay.
Which is, you know.
I love that.
Nothing.
See, that's something to work for. That's great.
So Biden's talking to Fauci and shit.
So we got to figure out how to beat back these militant oathkeeper Viking Nazi twunts until Biden is in office, and then we can do all this vaccine shit and get out and be in the world and not die. I'm down. If that's the plan, yeah, that sounds good.
Plans to award New England's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick the Presidential Medal of Freedom appeared scrapped after Belichick said he will not be attending and will not accept the award.
Dude, there's no other way to go about it. There's no other way, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
Don't make me like Bill Belichick, but...
Yeah, there's no reason to like him.
That's a good decision.
He cheated, right? Him and Tom Brady cheat.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
They're Patriots, but they're named after Patriots, right? Yes. They're Trump's favorite team. Of course they cheated. That's why they're Trump's favorite team.
Man, I just think about some guy on the other team.
I love the Astros.
Yeah. They cheated. The Astros cheated, for sure.
That's what I mean. That's why.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the joke. Trump loves the Astros.
Astros is like Niagara Falls is the first thing I always say. It's like, oh, they cheated. I mean, their cheating was crazy. Someone should write a book about that because they had a whole fucking crazy system. Stealing signs and...
Over the HuffPo riot, ringleader Trump ducks blame for mob.
Yes. Well,
as I said, he waddled out of the White House for the first time for an inexplicable, probably cost us a couple million dollars to fly his fat ass down there for nothing more than a photo op and a grievance.
Yeah.
Session.
Well, do you think there's any part of him that looked at the
footage? No, I don't even know what you're going to say. No.
He looked at this and he was like, this is horrific. I don't want to be behind this. Look at this violence.
Well, Kevin McCarthy, who we know is always a font of pure truth.
He's a font.
He said that he spoke with the president. And,
yeah.
And the president actually admitted, you know, that his words were partially to blame for what happened.
He's a truth squirter.
Trump will probably never speak to him again. It's fake news. I never said that to Kevin. I don't know what he's talking about. I never said that.
Oh, my God. You guys picked the worst fucking dude to be president ever. He's a fucking asshole. How do you get through to a person like this? Trump.
You just got to marginalize and minimize him.
I thought Ivanka was supposed to protect us from stupid fucking shit like this.
I will if you know, I have a very promising.
You know what I think you are, Ivanka? Career. I think you're fucking lazy. And I think you're too fucking lazy to engage your dad. If you felt bad about what he's doing, make more of an effort at keeping him from doing fucked up shit.
I understand your jealousy, but.
Or maybe you're a fucking
Nazi.
I'm
just doing it for, you know, the people.
Is it that you're a Nazi? Just say it. Say it. Say you're a Nazi.
You're a Nazi.
Okay.
The house moveth forward, as I said.
Nine!
Going after the orange asshole. I'm trying to find a clip of his magnificence today.
Hey, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Just think about all these press conferences he did about the coronavirus and the lies and in the fucking insanity, you know?
Here we go.
And by the way, one of the big elements of the wall that make it so successful is we can have far fewer people working now. They can be working on other things related to crime and drug prevention and a lot of other elements they're working on because we save massive numbers of people.
Because we have the
Listen
wall.
Listen to that delivery.
Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody is on the lore tab.
Yeah, it was
something.
Sad Trump. It was definitely sad Trump.
He's sad. Diaper full. Is he saying all that shit is possible because we have the wall?
Well, the wall is because all the personnel that they were, you know, all the cops that were wasting all their time.
Right.
Patrolling the wall now can be doing great things like beating up black people in the city. And
isn't it true, though, that you can take like a steak knife and cut a door through the fucking wall? Like it's easy to break through or something.
I believe it's pretty easy.
And there's not that much of it anyway.
Oh, it's like, completely, but it's done.
Why wouldn't I just walk to the end of the wall and walk the fuck around it?
Here he is.
Respects you. I don't think you do have an idea, but it's true. I only hope and pray that your voice will be heard, honored, heeded, and respected long into the future. God bless you. God bless law enforcement. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
That's wow. The end. But then...
Thank you. Great.
What is that?
It's YMCA.
Oh, my fucking God, man.
Body. Wanna feel my body.
Oh! Is this YMCA?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some other great, like...
Young men.
Yeah.
There's no need to feel down.
Young men. I had the Village People's Greatest Hits, and really, the album, the way I remember it from top to bottom is fucking outstanding. God, I wish I could remember some of the...
In the Navy?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But, you know, but they, you know, they could jam. Yeah. Fucking Village People. I'm sorry, but they are not down with Trumpism. And they are not down with this bullshit.
Right.
I mean, I hope so. I would think, right?
What is this?
For people who don't know the story on the Trump, years and years ago when they did the skit where Vince got in a car wreck, Trump actually, like...
It wasn't a car wreck. It was when his limo exploded.
Right. And yeah, when the limo exploded. That's right. And Trump... actually like was watching the show and he contacted WWE just because he thought that Vince had actually died.
Yes.
Yes. And we elected.
It was a WWE event where they had Vince's limo explode and Trump thought that Vince actually had died.
Okay. That's fine. If you're like a guy that is a creepy uncle.
And president.
Yes.
You say horrible things to your relatives and shit. You make people feel uncomfortable, you know.
So,
God, I can't rewind. Yeah.
And, you know, you have horrible judgment. That's fine if you're just a dude, just a fuckhead. But this guy has his finger on the nuclear fucking motherfucking button. You know what I mean?
For people who don't know the story on the Trump, years and years ago when they did the skit where Vince got in a car wreck, Trump actually like
it wasn't a car wreck. It was when his limo exploded.
Right. And yeah, when the limo exploded. That's right. And Trump actually like was watching the show and he contacted WWE just because he thought that Vince had actually died.
Yes.
God.
Yes. And we elected him president.
Yes. So anyway,
for people who don't know the story on the Trump.
Oh, that's
God damn.
Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Newsletter.
But Trump has been a part of WWE skits, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why would
that's
he,
why he was upset?
But he thought he Vince died in this accident
in the explosion of a limo that was staged.
Did anybody else think that? Was he the only one?
I believe he may have been the only one.
How sad, you dumb fuck! God.
Here's Trump I think he was getting into the plane or something like that, but this is before the speech.
Okay.
Wait, where is it? Here it is.
I mean, what an idiot.
Some caravans are starting to form because they...
Some there you go.
God damn, man. A caravan from Central America coming up here, right? Jesus. Is it true? Is there truth to this?
No.
Of course not.
On the southern border, as far as this is concerned, we want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence. And on the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger. And you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing. For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want nobody.
So he's saying, yeah. You know, you're pissing my people off. They're going to get violent if you keep this going. Could that be an interpretation?
Yes, and it has to stop because it's crazy. And can I just say one thing? I mean, listen, I know that he keeps using witch hunt, I think is insulting. I mean, there was a real witch hunt, and I really think about it, being tied to a stake and burnt because your neighbors think you're a fucking witch.
Well, actually, probably because you fucked an underage girl and you didn't want her to tell about it.
Right. Oh, yeah. But well, so the underage speculation girl was the witch. God, humans are horrible. When will we start being better, man? I mean, God.
Tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Jesus. Thank you very much. Go fuck yourself, you fascist. Fucking.
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility? So if you...
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility?
You did it.
Now, you know, he's big on taking responsibility for bad things.
What is your personal responsibility?
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. And if you look at what other people have said, politicians at a high level, about the riots during the summer, the horror.
I mean, it's a joke. Who? Rudy? You maybe you had Jared read
yes,
it.
Yes.
And say, hey, that's a perfect speech. I'm sure Stephen Miller would pry his tongue from your sack for a second.
No.
And be happy to give you
he's not done with this sack.
Reading.
He's doing a complete and total tracing of Trump's sack, and he's not quite finished. So no, he will not stop.
Where's Steven? Oh, you know, he's off masturbating to Schindler's List again.
Oh, yes. He always comes to that one scene.
Horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places.
We are coming out of this now because the president has started to, as he occasionally does, often does, veer away from the truth.
Veer away from the truth.
I can't believe how, like,
so just, he's lying.
It's so dangerous what happened. Just and the way he has to think about how he talks about these Democrats like Pelosi and Schumer. He needs to think in terms of, like, what would have happened if that mob had broken into the chambers and gotten a hold of Nancy Pelosi or AOC.
Oh, yeah. Hold
or on. Maxine Waters.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Hold
or,
on.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
or
yeah.
anyone like that or Mike Pence, they would have killed them. Don't you think?
Yes.
It would have been horrific, man.
Schumer, you know, maybe these addresses you're making outside are probably not the best idea.
I know. I saw this.
This is a deranged, lunatic, crazy MAGA woman. Well, here you go. Schumer is trying to speak, and you know, it's very sparsely attended. It's just a bunch of journalists and cameras and stuff, and he's at a lectern set up.
Yeah.
Probably in New York, I guess. I don't know where the fuck they are. And maybe he's in D.C. No, he's got to be in New York.
Man, the thing is with these representatives, if I'm Nancy Pelosi, at least I'm saying, hey, I need Congress to hunker down in the Capitol and stay there if that's the safest place. And the Republicans have to wear a fucking mask. They just have to sew it to their fucking faces or something, you know, because... Like, are they safe at home?
Well, I don't know. So a lot of them, some of them already have, like, private security.
I mean, you know, you have to think
for about, reasons.
Yeah, I mean, these militias, if they're planning things, it costs money and it's time and energy, and these nutballs aren't doing it for nothing.
So here's this woman yelling at Schumer.
Yeah.
He just stands there and, you know.
I am glad I didn't think that the Trumpsters had it in them. I didn't think the conservatives did. But you know what? You racist socialists can dish it out, but you can't take it. And remember this, Adolf Hitler was a socialist.
Wait a second.
Wrong. She's saying this to a Jew, by the way. She's a QAnon loon.
Yeah.
And listen, Adolf Hitler was a socialist.
I think there are some, you can have some great, there are some criticisms you can make about the Democrats. But you know, I'm glad
the Trumpers finally did it. I didn't think they had it in them. I mean, that's pretty unambiguous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This Adolf Hitler was a socialist, and that's exactly
just for the kids listening to the show. Adolf Hitler was not a socialist, kids.
Oh God!
Adolf Hitler was a fascist. Adolf Hitler wooed and his National Socialist Party.
Yes.
Wooed the socialists early on with a bunch of populist socialist promises.
Yeah.
And then they ascended to power and his violent, racist, anti-Semite fascists killed all the socialists that they had used prior.
Right.
Whose messages they usurped.
Yeah.
That's who you follow? You're nothing but a coward. See, you cried underneath your desk. I actually got sexually excited over it.
Seeing you what? Cower underneath your desk, I actually got sexually excited over it.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm not judging whatever turns you on. Well, wait, I think I might judge that.
Yeah.
That's not great. You need to talk to, it would be great if you had access to a medical professional or something.
We're supposed to unite with this?
No, we are not.
We're supposed to reach out to this?
We are.
Heifer? Oh, I love cows. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
To this, the reptile woman?
The government's job, I think, is to protect us from her.
Right.
I don't know what to do with that.
That's how much I loathe you. That's how much I'm glad what they did. And like Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you put Rupert Murdoch in the stockades until he tells everybody that it was a free and fair election.
Yeah.
And everyone on his channel has been lying.
Yeah. I mean, why do these people, there's always names these people evoke, like Pelosi, Hillary, Soros, Clint, I said Hillary, right? Hillary.
Yeah, sure.
But like, is it because it's the same ones that
Obama,
that's right. I forgot about that one. Is it because it's the same shit that, right wing nut job radio vomits out all the time?
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh. Happy birthday, Rush.
Oh yeah.
It was trending on the Twitter.
Okay. Congratulations. I mean, doesn't he have lung cancer? Or am I insane?
Yeah,
he has it right.
He's very ill.
Good God.
That's how much I'm glad what they did. And like Nancy Pelosi said, people do what they do.
I think Schumer was trying not to laugh at that one when she got sexually excited.
Man. You know, this, our leaders.
This goes on and on.
I feel like, and maybe I'm just out of line here, I feel like the Democratic leaders right now aren't doing the right thing in terms of they should all be inside. They should all be hunkered down and they should all be protected. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not fucking kidding. These people are nuts. Those videos, man. Fuck that.
Well, yeah, she's 10 feet from him. I don't, you know, I mean, there are a couple people standing in her way. It looks like Secret Service.
Yeah.
But yeah, she goes.
I mean, they're
peacefully and politely. As long as there's outrage and unrest in our hearts, there's going to be unrest in these streets. I don't give a shit whether you believe me.
Did you say that about BLM? You know, black people have a lot of outrage in their hearts.
Yes. But I think with the thing with her is she's very, very racist.
I don't know. Oh, come on.
Yes.
I don't give a shit whether you believe me. You're nothing but a cracker. That's all you are, is a racist cracker. You can dish it out. Look, you've got protection. Why don't you tell them to stand down, hypocrite? Did you tell the Capitol Police to stand down? Did you tell them to stand down? Answer the question. No, stand down. He told the police to stand down. In Kenosha, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Boston, New York, Los Angeles and San Francisco. And you know what? These Trump supporters are going to go to your house.
No.
They're going to go to Pelosi's house. They'll destroy her vineyards. And I will be right there to support them.
So at what point is she arrested? Now, these are threats. These are terroristic threats. We're going to go to your house. We're going to destroy her vineyards.
Does she have security and shit, man?
Of course.
I mean, she's number three, right? She's does she have Secret Service?
No, but Capitol Police, or she has some.
Fuck, man.
She has some. Now, like, she might have Secret Service now. I don't know.
Now, don't judge what I'm about to say, but I did watch that Michael Bay movie about Benghazi. And there's a part of the movie. It was late at night, and there's, I just can't find anything to watch. And it didn't have John Travolta. Sometimes I'm like, I just found a movie to watch without John Travolta or Nicolas Cage. Fuck well, yeah.
But this is, you know, a lot better than some of the shit that pops up on.
Oh my God.
On the recently watched
list. I
have
no idea. I watch garbage. But there's a part in Benghazi where they go to the guy who's the ambassador to Libya, I guess. And they're looking at this place he lives in. He doesn't live in a compound. He lives in a place that's got a gate and a little, you know, like a little security thing you can drive through. But, you know, they're telling him, you know, like, you know, if they get past this gate, if intruders, this whole place is overran and there's no way to stop them and we're fucked. I mean, how does that same sort of thing that happened in that Michael Bay movie, which was fiction, how does the Capitol get overran?
Well, we saw. And there's going to be commissions. She called Schumer an anti-Semite at one point.
But I think this person's maybe confused, you know, about some things.
About a lot of things.
But she feels strongly.
Yeah.
She's yelling them outside at a group of people gathered not to hear her. I mean, you know.
Ted Cruz's communications director has resigned.
God, he has one of those.
Well, and fuck this guy. I mean, he's been around through all this shit. He was the one helping craft the communications of Ted's bullshit. So fuck him now that all of a sudden he's pearl-clutching and this has gone too far.
Is it a simple thing that Ted Cruz fucked up and he went too fucking far? And now he's in trouble.
Yeah, Josh Hawley too.
Yeah. What about Gates?
They're losing funding left and right.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's
Gates
not
a, doesn't need funding.
Yeah.
In this part of Florida.
Right. That's right. But, you know, man, how can you tolerate having people on your legislature that support a coup? Like, they're making laws for a country that they are doing their best to overthrow.
Which direction do you want me to throw the rock from Crab Diving Studios?
Yeah,
I guess. Try to find someone that if they saw Schumer on the street would be saying this exact same shit. Maybe not the sexually excited part.
Well,
but they would be yelling at him, calling him a communist.
No, she said that she got sexually excited. Oh, when she saw him cowering right
under his desk. Yeah.
Wow, you're a freak. Jeez,
Grandma. Are you on television today?
I'm gonna need something.
She probably is a grandmother.
Very.
That's
very
the terrifying part.
Specific from you.
Oh, Liz Cheney's voting to impeach.
Okay.
What a shocker! Jeez. Since Trump mentioned her specifically when he was amping up the crowd, saying we got to get rid of rhinos like Liz Cheney.
So wait, is it true that the Democrats in the House could have done a unanimous consent thing with this, right? And a Republican,
right? But they had a Republican that objected.
Can we just talk about how insane that is?
Well, it might have been. I don't even know who it was, but you know, I wouldn't
look at the pictures of the
Capitol.
I wouldn't
leave the possibility out of our representative Matt Gaetz doing it.
The Capitol is smoking. I watched a group of lunatics pull. I mean, they beat a cop to death, man. I mean. Do we want more Donald Trump? It's not. It's not a sane choice.
Liz Cheney said, none of this would have happened without the president. The president could have immediately and forcefully intervened to stop the violence. He did not.
Well, no shit. No fucking shit. That's good.
We have also in the news.
I mean, you know, not to bring up that comparison again, but it's hardly a witch hunt. I mean, he incited insurrection.
Well, that's why, you know.
It's like, what's your defense?
I mean, you know, I don't know what it sounded like just listening to, but if you watch the video of it, too, he just doesn't seem to be selling it.
Hey, he's not selling the defense of it because he knows what will happen. He knows the House is going to impeach him, but the Senate won't.
Especially at Alamo, he's like, you know, it's another witch hunt that's just going on, and you know,
somebody's on the Xannies.
Other Republicans are having consequences that that asshole from New York, Elise Stefanik, a Trumpist.
Stefanik.
Harvard Institute of Politics has removed her from their senior advisory committee.
Bye.
Citing her false claims of widespread fraud in the presidential election.
It's hard to have somebody on an advisory committee at a well-respected institution that wants to overthrow the motherfucking government. I understand that.
They asked her to step aside. She told them, get fucked, it sounds like. In my conversation with Elise, she declined to step aside. And I told her that I would therefore remove her from the senior advisory committee at this time.
Yeah, get the fuck out, seditionist wacko.
She posted a video on Twitter claiming the election featured unprecedented voting irregularities, unconstitutional overreach by unelected state officials and judges, ignoring state election laws, and a fundamental lack of ballot integrity and ballot security.
Hey, when you go to Harvard, did they teach you things like when you write a paper or something, you need to cite evidence, examples, citations, like you have to have something in the body of the fucking thing that you're talking about, or no?
She, of course, blames Harvard for bowing to the woke leftist mob.
Hell yeah, baby. I like that. I don't mind. I don't mind.
I like how woke is now bad. Like all of these adjectives that are good.
Yeah.
Like social justice warrior. I'm still trying to figure out what's bad about that.
Nothing, man.
I'll never forget when somebody tried to insult us by calling us do-gooders.
Do-gooders.
On social media. And I was like,
do-gooders.
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you from Bizarro World?
I try to be a do-gooder as much as possible.
What do you want us to be, fuckheads?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
the Trumpist way.
I'm a fuckhead.
Fuck your feelings, Snowflake, except my feelings.
I can't imagine you being a nice person. And when I see you doing it, it makes me so mad. I give you a weird name that's not really that insulting.
Speaking of Snowflake.
Yes.
Where is that? I saved it. Don Lemon, did you hear this?
No.
We played the clip yesterday of that scumbag. What is his name? That Trumpist who said there's never been a more masculine.
Oh my God.
Like
the MyPillow guy? It wasn't
No.
It wasn't. It was a legislator or something. Ted Nugent.
What was his name? I'll get, it's probably on the tape here.
Never been a more masculine president in my life.
But he was asked, how does the president feel? Does he feel emasculated?
Oh yeah.
Hogan Gidley, is that it? And, here's that part of it.
With the social media crackdown, does he feel emasculated? Especially as he heads out of office.
Look, I wouldn't say emasculated. I mean, if the most masculine person I think to ever hold the White House is the President of the United States.
Shit, yes. Guy's got balls the size of moose nuts. Trump is the most masculine guy.
He's the most masculine guy.
It's
so
true. He likes to get out the axe and chop wood in front of Melania.
This is on... Melania's not there.
You think he could chop
this
wood?
You
think he could pick up an axe and chop wood?
No, he would hire somebody to do
it. Yeah. I mean, I think I would...
I had Aretha chop wood in front of me one time. I paid her.
When do you pee on me?
So then, this is the CNN running this tape, and then they cut to Don Lemon, whose face is going to... has already launched a gazillion memes today.
Oh, shit.
He's got the "you've got to be fucking kidding me" look on his face.
This is the President of the United States.
This is him looking at the camera. Still.
I've heard a lot of pathetic things from this White House, and this one really takes the cake. A big, tough guy who incited a riot and then hid in the White House for 5 days. and still refuses to take responsibility. He's the president of the United States. He's the most masculine. Come on, man.
You know,
he's the most masculine. Come on, man.
You know, and not to draw a comparison. I'm not drawing a comparison. And there's Game of Thrones fans out there that are going to hate this. And I'm sorry, but I don't even know. I'm only on season one. I watched like the first five or six episodes. So I'm sure there's no spoiler alerts. Oh, but boy. At some point, Peter Dinklage is in charge of an army.
That's season two. But yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I think. They have a castle next to the water and shit. For some reason, all these motherfuckers are invading them on boats, and they're weird-looking guys, and the siege isn't going well. Everybody's getting their asshole handed to them, and Peter Dinklage puts on the suit of armor, and he just kicks fucking ass 24-7, and they win. Does our president... Why didn't our president do that during the siege? Why didn't he come out and yeah, stand with those cops to defend the Capitol against these white supremacists? Well, right. That's his side. That would be kind of tough for him, though, because his side was the...
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So that falls apart right there. I'm sorry.
A lot of them thought he was there, too, because he said, I'll be there.
That's fucking hilarious. You know this president.
So they thought they were going to join him storming...
Oh, please.
Storming the bowels of Congress.
This motherfucker is holed up in the White House watching Fox News. You know, but you know, Melania's in his lap.
He's the most masculine. Come on, man. Shut up. Shut up. He is the biggest snowflake of them all. The biggest one.
He's trying really hard not to swear. I can tell. I want to have a beer with Don Lemon
and hear
the speech with no censors.
Is he interviewing this person or just playing a clip?
No, this is Don Lemon himself.
Like interviewing this guy.
No. He played that clip that was on Fox.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I mean,
he is the biggest snowflake of them all. The biggest one. I don't want to hear about your feelings. Give me facts and not feelings. Why are you coddling his feelings all the time?
Yeah.
Why are you coddling all of these people's feelings? We need to understand how they feel. How they feel, they need to accept, give them time to accept the election. Really? Who's the snowflake now?
I mean, and really, why?
This is Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Don Lemon does straight news, doesn't he? I mean, I don't think he does, he's an opinion show.
No.
I mean, he is now.
I wish Don Lemon would move to MSNBC. I just like MSNBC better, and it'd be fun to have him have a full show over there. Well, I don't know what the difference would be.
But get rid of Chuck Todd.
Oh, God. What the fuck is up with that, dude? I listened to part of God. I can't Chuck Todd, man. I cannot Chuck Todd anymore. What the fucking fuck, Chuck? Jeez.
Hey, who's the snowflake now? Like the guy with the horns now, whose mom reportedly said, oh, well, he can't. He's not eating because they won't serve him an all-organic meal in the lockup.
Meme number two. The look on his face. His head's to the side. He's looking at the camera like, you've got me fucking
This is a dumb comparison because it would never happen. This wouldn't have happened if Obama didn't happen.
They gave him his organic meal, by the way.
Did they really?
A judge ruled that they had to give him his organic meal because he said it's his religion, that he's a shaman.
Dude, I you know what? I would be... That is a battle I do not have. If I'm in prison, I you know what? I'm going to eat this non-organic shit, and I'm not going to have this battle. Because...
It's probably a smart move,
You're going to pay for that at some point, shaman man.
Snowflakes. Cowards. The president's legacy will be not the most masculine president, but the biggest loser we have ever had as president. Maybe that should have been the name of his show instead of The Apprentice, The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Don Lemon, everybody.
Yeah, he has yes.
Has had e fucking enough.
And listening to that, it just reminds me that it's amazing that a guy who has no ability to feel anything outside of what he wants is president.
Well, who seems to represent similar? That asshole yelling at Schumer. That's Trump.
Yeah, it's crazy. That person's radicalized, though.
Yeah.
That person is radicalized. I mean, it's crazy. There's so much crazy shit is going on that is not about the fucking fuck up of a rollout for this vaccine. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're worried the vaccine's taking so long to get out there. There's more of an opportunity for these crazy variants to develop.
New York Times is reporting this one will drive the orange man cray.
I need a happy meal in a banker.
McConnell is said to be pleased about impeachment.
Oh, shit.
Believing it will be easier to purge Trump from the GOP.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, anything that lessens that guy's influence on, you know, but like, how does Trump exist in this country as a force? I mean, how do we even live with that?
Well, I mean, they're going to have to come down on him hard with all these indictments and everything. The D.C., I saw the D.C. Attorney General is looking into criminal charges.
Yeah, yeah.
For him, inciting a riot.
Right. I mean, and then also, I guess it's a weird thing to have a president leave office that you genuinely feel worried that he might sell things that he knows about the presidency to other countries.
Right.
I wouldn't put that past him. Maybe I'm being alarmist.
Mitch McConnell believes Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses. The Senate Majority Leader has told associates he's happy Democrats are moving to impeach Trump, as it will make it easier to rebuild the Republican Party.
Good luck, motherfucker. See, that party should just go.
House Democrats plan to vote Wednesday to impeach the outgoing president for an unprecedented second time.
Yeah.
The president will face charges of inciting violence against the country.
Yay.
McConnell, senior senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell. What is wrong with Kentucky?
They vote like shit, just like people in Florida. Vote like fucking shit.
Not as much shit, though.
That's true.
I mean, it was close here, yep, at least.
Yep.
Stolen, I'm sure. A senator, the turtle reportedly blames Mr. Trump for Republicans losing control of the Senate.
Yeah.
After the Georgia runoff election. True. Well, we all blame. we thank Trump.
Yes.
Because that undoubtedly.
Is McConnell punishing Trump for fucking up the Senate for him? Is that what this is?
Sure.
It's just pettiness, or there's like.
And he doesn't want the party. He doesn't want to have to answer to Trump in absentia. You know, Trump's going to try to take the power with him and still have a big voice that influences everybody.
Yeah, and if he's
McConnell wants him impeached and gone.
And if he's impeached and he can't be on Twitter, then.
Well, he's impeached, and then he can't. The most important part of that is that he can't be run for office ever again.
Right.
So he can't raise money.
Can he raise money for like a super PAC or something like that?
Oh, well, that's, I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
Trump PAC. It says House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy asked his GOP colleagues if he should call on Trump to resign.
Okay.
He's reportedly against impeachment, but he and Republican leaders will not lobby for a no vote.
Okay, you're calling on him to resign, but you're also saying he shouldn't be impeached.
No, he was asking the Republicans what they wanted to do.
Oh, okay. The Republicans in the House.
So there you go, Mitch McConnell.
Jeez.
Amazingly, seems to be. Now suddenly he's pro impeachment.
Yes. Well, it serves him, you know. It serves that gross little half melted Nazi bag of bonesies.
And that'll drive Trump crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We're Trump tweeting.
Is there anyone writing, taking notes for their book right now so we can read about what went on during these days? What he was doing days. During the riot?
Oh, they all are. That's why nothing's happening.
Don't you want to know? Aren't you curious?
I'm sure everyone has tape going too.
Right. Even Melania.
Oh, was she? Yeah.
She didn't need it.
God, a bunch of extremist groups are on Telegram sharing survival and armor building guides, ambush strategies.
Jesus fucking dick, man. Ugh. Wow. What are we supposed to do about that? Look out for ambushes, everybody. Just letting you know. There's lunatics. God.
It's only Tuesday, but this is very exciting.
Yes.
We have a Jim Baker clip.
Fuck, man. It's been a bit, right?
That's the Hall of the Prophets groundbreaking gold member. And you receive.
So, Hall of the Prophets groundbreaking gold member.
Ooh.
That he's going to tell you the perks.
Okay.
$1,000.
Okay.
So for giving Jim $1,000.
Right.
Here are your wonderful prizes.
Shelby, get my checkbook.
Prophets groundbreaking gold member. And you receive two.
Yes.
Of the cups, you get double cups for mom and dad.
But two PTL mugs.
Cups? Is that what
mugs.
You mean? Yeah. Mugs?
Well, they're mugs, but two he's mugs. Calling them cups.
But that.
Well, but there's more, right?
Oh, okay, because it's $1,000.
Yeah. I
mean, of the cups, you get double cups for mom and dad. Both of you'll have those and the $1,000 gift. And then you also will receive
yes,
what?
The PTL Voice of the Prophets blanket. So do you see this beautiful blanket?
That is a blanket.
Right here.
Oh, you hear Lori back there? It's so beautiful.
Is that blue thing?
It looks great after my 7 Xanax.
How large is the blanket? Is it weighted or what's up with it?
See this beautiful blanket.
That is a blanket.
Right
gorgeous.
Here. We all are loving it. Our entire staff. But this is the brand new.
That's Lori going inside. We are.
Oh, that's Lori. Yeah.
I can't hear that one more time.
You want to hear Lori one more time?
It's to the Prophet's blanket. So do you see this beautiful blanket?
That is a blanket.
Right here. We all are loving it. Our hair's are. But this is the brand new PTL Voice of the Prophet's blanket for you to enjoy.
It's
She sounds like fucking what's that Billy Bob Thornton in Sling
blanket for you to enjoy.
It's Jim Baker Blue,
yes,
by the way.
Sure two of
if
them.
If you don't mind.
That's right. It's absolutely
is that
beautiful.
Gorgeous?
Yeah.
It's
okay, so
that was the color of the rug I fucked Jessica Hahn on.
Jim Baker Blue?
In the office of PTL.
Know. Listen, that's crazy. You don't need a why do you think you need a color named after you, Wacko?
That is a blanket.
Right here. We all are loving it. Our entire staff. But this is the brand new PTL Voice of the Prophets blanket for you to enjoy.
It's Jim Baker Blue,
yes,
by the
it
way.
Sure
it sure is.
You don't know
that's
what that
Lori,
means.
Yeah.
Lori, you don't know what that means, though. What does it mean?
It's Jim Baker Blue.
two
if,
of
if
them.
If you don't mind.
That's right. It's absolutely
is that
beautiful.
Gorgeous?
Yeah.
It's
okay, so.
Okay,
so you receive
but it's
two mugs
it's cozy.
And two yeah. of the blankets.
It's cozy.
That's yeah. awesome.
That's
awesome.
She said that, too, right?
That's Lori, yeah.
Please that one more time.
What, awesome?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the last second, oh, literally. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's cozy.
That's yeah. awesome.
This is so funny, man. She got good and zannied up for that one. She sounds very relaxed.
Lori Baker, everyone.
Warmed up for the day. That's good work, Lori. Thank you. Good segment.
Rick Wiles, Right Wing Watch, has a good...
It's four cups in a blanket and $1,000.
Two cups in a blanket, and you give them $1,000. Cash only.
God damn you!
Cash only or checks?
Fuck the nerve! The fucking nerve, though, man! $1,000 for a blanket and two fucking mugs? Jesus!
Well, it's a beautiful blanket.
What the fuck?
It's beautiful.
Jim and Lori, listen to me. That is cruel and mean. We're in the middle. I guess we're in a recession. I assume we're in a pandemic. We're fucked. Give people $500 for that at least. God. You're milking your fan base.
Ew.
Not yeah, yeah. That isn't
yeah, back. 60 years since any fluids have come from those bodies.
That's abuse. Making people that listen to your... They have people that love their show that listen all the time. And these motherfuckers are like, for $1,000, I will give you a blanket and two mugs. That is gross. How shame on you people.
But you're in their platinum club.
Oh, yeah. Good point. What happens?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Josh Bernstein is still being Josh Bernstein.
Oh, shit.
And I will never, ever, ever, ever accept these scumbags as legitimate people in government. I will never use the word P-R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T and his last name. I will forever call him Dementia Joe or Pedo Joe. Oh. And I will never, ever call her VP and her name. I will always call her the nickname that I have given her. And that is Headboard Heels Up Harris, the whore. And I will.
Oh.
I just had to think about it. Is that a common...
No, like, he made it up for her.
Oh, you made that up, Josh. Boy, that
because is... Because she slept her way to the...
Heads up, heels up, headboard. God, you are a you're a simpleton of just magnificent proportions. I mean, what a fucking idiot. Heads up, heels up, headboard, VP.
Person TV. Rick Wiles, the right wing watch, does a really good job here of showing the hypocrisy of this asshole. So here's Rick Wiles today.
Yes.
I just want to encourage everybody, just please, just on all sides, left and right, Republican, Democrat, please zip your mouth. Just don't be quick to post something on social media attacking someone, calling for violence, calling for death, calling for jailing, whatever. Everybody's doing this right now. Mm-hmm. And it's totally out of control on both sides.
Bullshit.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Bullshit.
4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
They're going to be deployed domestically. That Antifa and other communist groups are going to be declared domestic terrorists financed by foreign powers, and they're going to be hunted down and shot by special forces. And all I can say is, thank God it's finally going to happen.
But
they're going to hunt down Antifa and shoot them.
Right.
Thank God it's about to happen. I think we need to tone down the violence.
Well, I think...
Everyone's talking about violence right now.
I don't... Listen, law enforcement, sure, they're a little screwed up right now. But I would like to think the FBI is out there hunting down some of these motherfuckers that stormed the Capitol.
Oh, they are. I'll talk about the press conference.
So Rick, in that sense, that hunting down is happening, right?
It's finally going to happen. Get the job done. Get the job done. I think their special forces are going to go into action. And there's a lot of guys that are not active duty right now who are going to be called up to join the fight.
Against.
And all these little Antifa commies and Black Lives Matter commies and right-wing watch commies and all these little commies are going to be hunted down by special forces and shot and killed. They're going to be deployed.
The right-wing watch commies.
Is that what this was?
I think I'm a right-wing watch commie.
That's what it was. He hates all that shit. He hates right-wing watch.
Who I'm playing clips from right now.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Go to rightwingwatch.org. Donate to them. They're a spinoff or a side group of the People for the American Way, which is Norman Lear's group that he started.
So wait, now, right, but Right Wing Watch plays their videos in such a way that this fuckhead doesn't get traffic from, right?
Yeah, that's, no.
Oh, he does.
No, it's his, it's It's on their site. But he tried to sue them. That was the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they claim fair use because they're commenting on it.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, left. We're going to meet you in the streets this time.
Jesus. That's a little unambiguous. That's November. That's only 2 months ago.
Well, you know, no one's meeting anyone in the streets. Here's what happens. There will be a Black Lives Matter protest. And the people go out to protest that. They have signs and things. And then what happens is you have a counter protest filled with Proud Boys and Boogaloo fucks. And they end up trying to beat people up. And then the cops spray all the Black Lives Matter protesters with tear gas. That's what happens, basically.
Come on. Come on, left. We're going to meet you in the streets this time. You know what they're doing here in Florida? The governor wants a bill passed in Florida to empower citizens to shoot and kill looters and rioters. Yes, sir. Get it done, governor. The people are with you. We're going to defend this state of Florida. We're not going to put up with this stuff anymore. The left, you better pack up and flee. You better, if you're part of this communist revolution, lefties, you better get out of the country.
Well, okay.
I just hope everyone, it's happening. It's happening out there, both sides. Everyone needs to stop this violent talk.
Right.
This is 2.5 months ago.
if we find out you're a part of the communist revolution, we're coming after you. All right. I don't care. FBI, put my name down on a list. Go ahead and do it. Do it. I don't care.
Oh, you're already on the list for all the anti-Semitic shit you've said.
You think he's on some kind of deal?
Sure, yeah. Right. And then November 30th. So,
yes.
A month and some change away.
Okay. Damn.
Firing squad rule change fast tracked.
Hmm. Right. After the election.
After a major shakeup at the Pentagon.
Right.
But General Flynn pardoned today.
And it wasn't like this was put out there to make it look obvious. Like, hey, look what we're going to do. Yeah. It was like buried.
On the day before Thanksgiving.
I don't know who he is. He was a guest they had.
Can you help me for a second? They are for this planning, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, because they think this is the QAnon shit that, you know, okay. It's all Trump getting ready.
Breadcrumbs.
After the election, it happened. Ooh, all of their, or they're authorizing firing squads. Yeah. Oh, I'm almost there. Yeah.
I think Third Banana, you guys could have been a little bit more choosy in casting.
Yeah, I think that they are.
Buried. On the day.
Hey, look what we're going to do.
Yeah. Hey, look what we're going to do.
Buried. On the day before Thanksgiving when nobody's even paying attention to news except people like us. Yeah. All right, we're going to.
So why this change, Rick?
Oh, that's Pat.
You know.
Or no, that's Doc. That's Doc. Pat is on.
Who's the third guy? We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay, Doc and Third Banana, listen to me. You're on the Rick Fourth Banana, whoever the fuck you are, you are on the Rick fucking Wiles show. So that means most of the time, Rick Wiles is talking and you keep interrupting the guy. It's his show. That pisses me off from just the.
But Doc has a very important question for Rick.
Okay, Doc.
Why this change, Rick? Why would they fast track this?
I'm not trying to be funny about it, but because they plan to shoot some people.
That would be the only explanation.
They're going to have a bunch of traitors. They're going to line them up against the wall and start shooting them. Because that's what they deserve.
That's what the law is.
The Democrats, the news media, if the leftists, if the scientists, professors have been working secretly with the Chinese Communist Party, then line them up against the wall and shoot them.
Professors!
Damn! So what are we going to do? Have you been working with the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, we all have.
Oh, okay.
That's their new thing.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know. I mean, this is, he sounds crazy.
So, I mean, there's the hypocrisy. And then today.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage everybody, just please, just on all sides, left and right, Republican, Democrat, please. Zip your mouth.
Rick was probably like, wow. I look back at some of my old tapes and
Or maybe
I wonder if I could be arrested for incitement to sedition. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Is that what this is? Or maybe he was contacted. Knows? I mean, I don't know where his server is or like what platform. I mean, what platform is he on? Is he on the podcasting app?
His own vibe going.
Right. I mean, his server.
TrueNews.com.
But it has to live on like a server, right? Like
Amazon or something. Yeah.
Maybe some of these people are doing house cleaning expeditions and they're like, God, who do I have that's promoting insurrection on here that I could just stand to not have to pay their $180 a year or whatever they're fucking hosting is. I could get rid of this guy.
I don't know who this is. This is a right wing watch also. Radical right wing activist John Guandolo.
Guandolo, motherfuckers.
It's amazing to me that the reality of what came to their front door didn't register at all to them. And I don't believe anything after watching what happened yesterday and watching the response. They are so arrogant. They are so condescending. Nothing is going to snap them into reality except for patriots taking back control of their government.
Oh, okay.
And
he's talking about Congress.
I was thinking maybe he was talking about the lunatics like Russia.
No, he is the lunatic.
I was hopeful, but okay.
No, he is the lunatic.
Damn. Well.
At the Republican Party is there and anybody else? Because remember, it's the Republicans. It's, they weren't trying to hurt anyone. And they are angry because their country is being surrendered to hostile forces. And they see it, they know it, they understand it. Our election was stolen, and they are as angry at the Republican Party as they are at anybody else. Because remember, it's the Republicans. It's Mike Pence, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy that went on the radio last night and condemned President Trump and his supporters. And to them, I say, screw you.
Man, you just think about, and the officer that was able to lead those lunatics away from that open door. I mean, this is I don't know, man. We need to, I guess they got a big wall around the Capitol now. So maybe none of this,
We'll see.
They are the enemies of the Republic. And I'll tell you, it's amazing to me that the reality of what came to their front door didn't register at all.
That's the beginning of the clip I played.
It registered for me, motherfucker. It did. It did. I don't know, man. The footage totally is
terrifying.
It freaked me out. And you start looking at people you know that sort of lean Republican and shit. I just look at them differently. I mean, do you like this? Are you batshit? What are you capable of?
That lunatic Republican Representative Lauren Boebert, the the one who swears she's going to bring her Glock to Congress, whether they like it or not, someday.
Yeah, thanks for protecting
everyone. She has been saying all kinds of horrible shit. Of course, she.
Yeah.
A lot of people think she needs to be looked at for texting the location of the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
During the insurgency.
Right.
That's
insane, man.
But now she's, here she is.
I woke up that morning with our founding fathers on my mind. I was thinking back to our founding fathers and how they had signed their name to a document, knowing, the ridicule and even, possible, death would come just by signing their names to these documents. And I thought of myself in that situation, and I prayed that I would have the courage.
So she's comparing herself to the founding fathers signing the Declaration of Independence she's talking about objecting to the election. That was her 1776 moment.
God.
And she even tweeted that morning, hashtag 1776.
What, it was dawning on me, like, I know this happened so fast, but like, there should be some sort of mechanism, some security thing in place that Boebert can't just say the Pelosi just moved to this area out on Twitter, and then all of a sudden these idiots know where to go. Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Well, and I thought they weren't supposed to have phones on the floor, but they said nobody ever files that.
But like, don't they have a day where you sit there and they're like, okay, Day one, welcome to fucking Congress. Here are some rules. When we are under siege by white supremacists, don't start tweeting where motherfucking Nancy Pelosi is, because you know they want to kill her.
Oh, gosh. One would almost think she wanted them to know where Pelosi was.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And I thought of myself in that situation, and I prayed that I would have the courage to take a stand for our country, for our freedoms, our liberty, for election integrity. And that day, I signed my name to 6 documents to stand for our Constitution, to stand for election integrity.
Well,
so she's talking about what a big old patriot she is.
It's just fucking disgusting.
I think January 6th showed us all why we need to be able to defend ourselves. Even in the House chambers, we have several heroes that were among us who joined Capitol Hill Police in an effort to help push back the crowd and help neutralize any threats if necessary. There were at least 4 Republican members who stood with Capitol Hill Police, and the Capitol Hill Police, unfortunately, they did not have the resources and the additional help that they needed in that chamber at that time. And they would have been completely overwhelmed had those protesters been able to successfully come in those doors at that time. And so they were actually posting these Republican members in areas where they were most vulnerable and needed the most help. I've talked to many of my colleagues who said, man, I wish I would have had a firearm that day, or I will always have a firearm from this point on. And unfortunately, in my case, I was following the letter of the law down to a T. And I wanted to be able to tell the American people that I am following all DC firearm laws. And
look at me. I was following a law for once.
You're a lawmaker, you fucking asshole. That's like your thing.
Well, yeah. She's suggesting that it's okay to not follow a law. And I'm sure every black person would agree with that.
Hey, Boebert, were you wearing a mask when you were in the bowels of Congress, where the fuck you were? Were you wearing a fucking mask?
Down to a T. And I wanted to be able to tell the American people that I am following all DC firearm laws, including the rules and regulations that we have here in the House. Well, part of those rules are no carrying on the House floor. So I had a firearm, but it wasn't with me because we aren't permitted to have it on the House floor. So it didn't really do me much good in that particular scenario. So I would urge anyone who's trying to further limit our Second Amendment rights to reconsider.
So this asshole is using it as an example to say why we need more guns.
That's just total fucking mental illness. And can I just jump?
So if there wasn't that law there, though,
yeah,
that crowd would have had long guns and pistols that they didn't smuggle.
There would have been more dead people there.
The cop was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher and flags. I don't think there were any shots fired by the protesters that I know of. But
did they leave those cops there to die? Those ones. Who? Did they know that such a small, like, crew protecting the Capitol? Did they know this would happen? Did they know those cops were going to get overran?
Who?
I don't know. Like Trump or whoever might have organized this, or Rudy, you know.
Well, they're going to say no, and that they underestimated and blah, blah, blah. We're going to seriously look into it. But I think some looking into the fact that it was intentional needs to be done. And they are. The Democrats are going to investigate the fuck out of this shit.
Like, why did do you remember George Bush Jr.? Remember him?
Vaguely. Yeah.
Why on 9/11, after they told him what happened, did he stand there and read the book about the goat?
But they told him not to leave yet. We're not leaving yet. So continue on. What's he going to do? Sorry, kids. I just got some shitty news about a plane flying into the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
How are you today, Billy?
I
don't fault him for.
Yeah. But Trump's inaction. Why didn't he call for a stop to this earlier? He would have saved some lives, maybe. He could have.
Well, he hadn't come yet.
He was. God damn it, Stephen Miller! More spit! More spit on your Nazi hand!
He was thrilled watching the... There's reports of that. He was pleased.
And the Trump family, they were in that wine tent, right? Getting drunk, watching
that
it.
Was before, yeah.
Oh, that was prior. Yeah. There's just no getting, you know, no matter how you look at this, there's no getting around that there's just a bunch of irredeemable people at the heart of this fucking thing.
Yes.
And they're garbage.
And stay tuned.
Yeah.
Because more trash is going to fly.
This headline on the HuffPo earlier about like military actions planned in all kinds.
Now it gets really scary because I think the vast majority of the idiot waddlers that were at the march, the Stop the Steal protest or whatever, are now pretty horrified themselves and probably won't go.
Yeah.
You're casual Trumpists.
Yeah.
Because they know shit's going to happen.
Right.
Now is when the scary ones come out. Now is when the militias and the Proud Boys and the 3%ers.
They're going to be counter-protesters. Mm-hmm. Like in Tallahassee, they'll be counter-protesters.
Somewhat. There was a video I saw where there was supposed to be a Trumpist march in somewhere in New York. And they were over, maybe not even New York, they were somewhere northeast. And they were overwhelmed by the counter protest.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and they didn't show.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is that I would be nervous about is when you're going to something like this, especially in a state like Florida, do you know that, I mean, are the cops going to make it worse for you? I mean, are you going to a thing that it's inevitable that it's incredibly dangerous?
Right.
I mean, it seems like, I don't know. You shouldn't have any, there shouldn't be an inauguration on the 20th. It's fucking nuts.
Good news?
Oh, yes.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director and other ex-officials have been told they are being charged.
Damn!
After a new investigation into the Flint water scandal.
Can I just add one thing real quick here? There's an actor who is a member of Steppenwolf Theater. He's done tons of film, tons of TV.
Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago is a famous theater.
And he's a founding member there, but he's known year after year at the Goodman playing Scrooge. And he's amazing. And his name is Rick Snyder.
Yeah.
And it bums me out that these guys have the same name. Because the Rick Snyder actor I'm talking about is a great guy. Now, this person is a piece of shit.
The scandal devastated the majority of black city with lead contaminated water and was blamed for a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014 and 15.
Yeah.
Two people knowledgeable of the planned prosecution said the attorney general's office had informed defense lawyers about indictments in Flint, told them to expect initial court appearances soon.
Yes.
They don't know the nature of the charges yet.
And it's super fucked up, right? Because there was that auto plant in Flint and the auto plant was using polluted water that was corroding their engines or some shit like that. And so the auto plant was like, you know what? Fuck that. We want the water from the lake. So they got the clean water and the people got the shit water. Now that's simplified.
Which corroded their pipes and ate the lead.
Yeah.
The Flint was a Republican who's now been out of office for 2 years, was governor when the state appointed managers. Oh, that bullshit. Look at what the Republicans do. They take away your democracy and they say, we don't care. You've got that black mayor there who we don't like. And you've got you're running a deficit. So we're going to blame him for everything. And we're going to install a manager.
So is that
a manager.
Is this what's the relationship with that to why there are so many goddamn anti-coronavirus restriction looms there that they people wanted to kidnap the governor?
There's some nutballs there.
Damn, Michigan. I mean, it's Florida. Florida.
I was going to say, we're Florida.
God.
Don't steal our vibe.
Yeah, don't steal our thing, you know.
They switched the city water to the Flint River in 2014 as a cost-saving step.
Yes.
While a pipeline was being built to Lake Huron. The water, however, was not treated to reduce corrosion, a disastrous decision that caused lead to leach from old pipes, and spill the distribution system used by nearly 100,000 people.
Oh, my fucking God. And nobody did fucking dick.
The disaster made Flint a nationwide symbol of governmental mismanagement.
Yes.
With residents lined up for bottled water and parents fearing their children had suffered permanent harm.
Horrific.
At the same time, bacteria in the water was blamed for an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease.
Ah! Man, you gotta be... You
90 got... cases, including 12 deaths.
This is why you need government and all this shit, and you need more regulations. Because this is a delicate thing. You can fuck something up, and all of a sudden, everybody's water is just fucked.
So this was...
It's water.
Something in 2019, the entire investigation was turned upside down. Prosecutors working under a new attorney general dismissed the original case as well as charges against seven more people, but said they would start over.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's where it was.
God, it's been going on for fucking ever.
Yeah. Yeah. But that'd be good to see.
Right, absolutely.
Rick Snyder gets some and these anti-democracy Republican racist fucks in Michigan.
Right,
get
right.
some accountability.
Yeah, I mean, you ruined some people's water. And
yeah.
There's Legionnaire's disease. You suck.
What time is it? I'll save that story for the end.
Ooh.
This one is great.
Yes.
Puts a smile on our faces.
Okay.
I used the hashtag ThanksLuxembourg.
Right.
For this one. This was, I guess, that smug twat waffle, Mike Pompeo.
I'm a smug twat waffle.
He's so unlikable. I mean, he's just so imperious.
Yeah.
And snatchy.
Yeah. He seems like, if you ask me to describe someone that would make a good Secretary of State, I don't think.
Yeah, he's a dick. I mean, he's just an asshole. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo canceled his Europe trip at the last minute today after Luxembourg's foreign minister and other top European Union officials declined to meet him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can you blame him, Mike? I mean, who the fuck wants to meet Mike Pompeo? Hey, you could get COVID. At the very least, you could get COVID.
Europeans snubbed Washington's top envoy days after the storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters. President Donald Trump, an unprecedented attack on American democracy that stunned many world leaders and U.S. allies.
Yeah.
Pompeo, a close Trump ally, had sought to meet Jean Asselborn.
Borsky.
In Luxembourg, a small but wealthy NATO ally, before meeting EU leaders. And the bloc's top diplomat in Brussels, he had originally planned to go to Luxembourg, but that leg of the trip was scrapped.
Yes.
After officials there showed reluctance to grant him appointments. Nobody wanted to meet with him.
No, there's a group that is supporting overthrowing the election, and it's a bunch of Nazis overrunning the Capitol, and this administration doesn't have a big problem with it. I get it.
He was still supposed to go to Brussels, but he wasn't supposed to meet with anybody big, so he just scrapped the whole thing. A source said that allies were embarrassed by Pompeo after the violence in Washington.
I get it. He is a fuckhead. He's a tremendous fuckhead. And like you said, he's imperious.
Pompeo condemned the violence, I'm doing air quotes, but made no reference to the role of Trump's baseless claims playing into galvanizing the march. Appalled by the violence, Luxembourg's Asselborn had called Trump a criminal and a political pyromaniac.
You like the fire.
I wonder what that sounds like in French.
Fire is chaud. No, chaud is hot. Le chaud flamme.
Political pyromaniac.
I don't know.
Luxembourg's foreign ministry confirmed that the previously planned stop there was canceled. So that's great. And Pompeo is a notorious egomaniac. So many people that know him, have worked with him, say this is going to bug the shit out of him.
He doesn't
like how
that
dare
shit.
They? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know. What do people expect? I don't know what people really expect. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, no one's going to want to give you the time of fucking day, you idiot.
Well, I guess he was supposed to have a private dinner with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Wednesday at the private residence before meeting with the Foreign Minister Sophie Wilmes of Belgium.
Pyromane politique.
Oh.
Politique. Wait.
Did you do Google Translate?
Pyromane. Politique.
Can't you? Don't you have a little play thing?
Yeah.
You can make it play?
And see what it's. I imagine I'm close, but let me. Pyromane politique. Pyromane politique. Yeah, it's perfect.
EU officials who are exhausted, they say, by Trump's unpredictability are eager to build fresh ties with Biden. God, do you think?
Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit. And meanwhile, I mean, I guess the hack, I guess, Russia did to us is resolved. That's under control. Is that true? Is someone in charge of that shit?
Of what? Of
the hack. You remember the hack? The big fucking hack that
oh,
happened?
Oh, yeah. He said Russia totally didn't do it. So, you know.
All right. So resolved. Yeah. Take that off the whiteboard. Taken care of, guys. Let's all go home.
Oh, he's probably, Trump's probably putting.
He likes it.
Yeah, he's probably putting little USB drives into the sides of the computers.
He can't do that. His little fingers.
Wait, where do you want me to do this? Where do you want me to put this in?
I can't get my little fingers, my little rape fingers around his USB drive.
Baron.
Come here, Baron. Baron, I owe Barons in boarding school. Please.
We got a few minutes left here in the big show.
Yay.
We're thrilled you joined us, everybody. We do it every goddamn weekday.
You know, somebody has already declared this transfer of power to be violent.
And less than smooth, I would suggest.
Yes. Negative marks.
Poll shows 63% in the U.S. believe that Trump incited the insurrection, yet Trump says everybody thinks I was totally appropriate.
What
I said.
Those officers was beaten with a fucking flagpole, man.
Yeah.
With an American flag on it. I don't even know what you described that. Like that happened.
Sedition and conspiracy are expected to be among the charges facing some of the participants. Last week's attack, the Justice Department said today there was a joint press conference with the Justice Department and the FBI. But lots of people on the social media a lot of pundits and stuff are saying, you know, one would think that several people being killed in a massive uprising insurrection incited by the president. Attacking and getting into the U.S. Capitol.
Yes.
With the intent of probably killing.
Right.
At least taking hostage.
Yes.
Members of Congress might warrant Christopher Wray coming out and saying something. Yeah. Or the acting attorney general.
I mean, listen.
Whoever that is today.
Horrible baseball analogy. We're in the ninth inning. And we're about to be eliminated from the World Series. We're survival mode. Of course. Chris Wray. God, what the fuck is the FBI's point if they're not figuring out what the fuck is going on?
Well, they are. They just didn't send out their leaders. So U.S. Attorney Michael Sherwin of the District of Columbia represented the Justice Department. He said he expects hundreds more criminal cases to be filed.
Yeah.
They did say sedition.
Right.
Could be, and conspiracy. And felony murder could be among charges.
Right, right.
Which means you might not have killed that cop, but if you were there and close by or helped start the thing.
And it's on tape,
you could be charged with murder.
I mean,
it's like driving the getaway car. even though you didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You could be charged with felony murder.
I mean, those fucking videos, man, are nightmarish.
He says it's the tip of the iceberg. That was Steve Dan Tuono, acting director of the Washington Field Office for the FBI, says they've opened over 160 case files so far.
Yeah.
And that's the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Charges ranging from minor charges such as trespassing and theft. He said, we're also looking at significant felony cases tied to sedition and conspiracy, which carry sentences of up to 20 years in prison.
Oh, shit, horned guy. And you dude, dumb motherfuckers.
I just saw another article. The dude that was sitting in Pelosi's seat and had his pictures taken and everything, left her a note.
No.
Said, or he got hit with some felony charges that 10 years.
Wow.
Penalties.
So. Wow, dumb fuck. Hey, well, at least you'll be MVPs among the Aryan Nation inside, maybe.
I'll see you there, guys.
Yes. Yeah, you guys will. The good news is you guys will all be together now in the prison system that you love so fucking much.
Let's see. Join us tomorrow. I think I already said that shit, Shelby.
Yeah, but join us tomorrow. We do a different show every day. It's not like we get a script on Monday and just read the same fucking show day after day. We write a new show every day, a new set of lines.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I'm on page 777 halfway down.
We appreciate it. I'm just looking at the headlines really quickly before I get launched into this next story here.
Can I just say one thing? If anybody is in, does VR and goes to Alt Space in Oculus, I'm doing comedy there from time to time. So, you know, I might be there under a Florida man.
A Florida man. Did you get in trouble for saying fuck, though? Night,
I had no idea that, like, this is a family show. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I said fuck, and It didn't occur to me because, and then I made a joke. I said,
how can you tell?
Well, that's what I said. I'm sorry. I had no idea. I didn't know you could make families in Alt Space. I don't know how my avatar gets anyone.
How would you know that? I mean, I guess.
Digitally groped. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how I would. I mean, guys like, don't say fuck. I'm like, I didn't know I couldn't.
Elon Musk is blaming Mark Zuckerberg for the riot.
Yes.
Look at the billionaires. Slap fighting each other. Right.
It's Elon Musk's fault.
Musk says Zuckerberg. It's his fault.
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows, man? Who fucking knows? They probably organized some fucked up neo-Nazi Facebook page.
There was also an FBI report in the days prior.
Yes.
A day prior to the attack that warned of a war, quote, war at the Capitol.
Boy, now, if I heard that and I'm in charge of Capitol security, I'm like, let's bring out those motherfucking walls that they just put out and put those out that day. Like, put the walls out, man.
The day before the rioters stormed Congress, an FBI office in Virginia issued an explicit internal warning that extremists were preparing to travel to Washington to commit violence and, quote, war.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Contradicting senior officials' declaration, the Bureau had no intelligence indicating anything was going to happen.
So are they covering it up? Are there people in the White House that covered up the siege by these men?
Well, this is the FBI.
Why not? Why did they not act on that?
A situational information report approved for release the day before painted a dire portrait of dangerous plans, including individuals sharing a map of the complex's tunnels, possible rally points.
Jesus fucking Christ. Tunnels. What's going on over there?
Oh, my God, Shelby.
Well, listen. Woo! She's contributing to the show. She's not a fan of these maggots. Oh, my God.
We're going to aim you at if anybody storms the...
Yes.
The situational...
That will stop them.
Wow, Shelby. That was a good one.
Shelby. It's very German.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Possible rally points for would-be conspirators to meet up in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and South Carolina, then head in groups to Washington.
We should have done a little bit more based on that intelligence then, I guess, at the White House, or the Capitol, I mean.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, more cops. You could have put up some barricades, some walls. You could have shut down the event, though. Like, if you know that's coming, just, you have to tell the organizers that we pulled your permit, you're not having this thing, because we have a, or can you do that? Can you tell a peaceful protester, no, because we hear that you're really not going to be a peaceful protest. You're going to fucking try to.
An online thread discussed specific calls for violence, including stating, be ready to fight. Congress needs to hear glass breaking, doors being kicked in, and blood from their BLM and Pantifa slave soldiers being spilled.
Okay.
Get violent. Oh. Stop calling this a march or rally or a protest. Go there ready for war. We get our president or we die. Nothing else will achieve this goal.
Now, what do they mean by that? Let me
think.
It's
a little vague. We'll try to parse that out at some point.
That person, boy, I'd hate to. Oh, that's my neighbor. That would be disturbing to find out. You neighbor.
So, I mean, I guess we're going to have to figure out why that memo didn't make it. Where did that memo go?
Why was that? Was that memo showed to Pelosi?
I'm sure not.
I mean, because I would be like, okay, guys, let's do something to protect us.
The FBI said in a statement, it's standard practice not to comment on specific intelligence products, but said they field offices routinely share information with their local law enforcement partners to insist in protecting the communities. Frequently they send stuff like that, but what is that? Why wasn't it heeded?
Because the fix is in, man. Somebody buried that shit. Don't you think? Why wouldn't you? I mean, that's a big thing. Why wouldn't you see that? War, they're going to, there's a memo that says, we have intelligence that says some lunatic group is going to start a war at the Capitol. That's
in a statement, they declined to comment. Our efforts aren't focusing on identifying, investigating, and disrupting individuals that are inciting violence and engaging in criminal activity. As we do in the normal course of business, we are gathering information to identify any potential threats and are sharing that information, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, you know, tap dance. But that's got to be looked into. What the fuck happened?
If you got that memo, what would you do?
Well, I would act. I would say, hey, there's, you know,
we think
these guys are coming to attack the Capitol.
I would tell Congress not to come, to stay where you are, and we'll meet via Zoom and do this stupid fucking. It's a procedural thing. Yeah. Verifying the election. Sir, usually it's not the beginning of a war.
The COVID's still going.
What?
Just so y'all know.
Shut the fuck up.
RIP Sheldon Adelson. California stadiums and fairgrounds will be transformed into mass vaccination sites.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of good.
Yes.
They had to cancel some NBA games because of some virus, but they said they're not going to cancel the season.
Okay.
Did you see what happened in Alabama?
No.
Alabama won another national championship, so naturally.
Yes.
Everybody took to the streets to celebrate. Oh, no Calusa.
Damn motherfuckers.
Tuscaloosa, I mean.
Stay home, you spreaders.
Some fans wore masks, many didn't. They all spilled onto the strip in Tuscaloosa to revel in the Crimson Tide's latest title victory. Roll Tide.
You know, these healthcare professionals are going to leave. One day they're going to say, you know what? Fuck this shit. Fuck these dumb maskless motherfuckers. I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. They're tired.
And then quickly before we go, the story. This is out of Los Angeles, South Central.
Wee-wee.
It is. This is from Fox LA.
Okay.
It was advertised as a swingers party.
Oh, shit.
However, they were swapping more than just spouses.
Uh-oh.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department broke up a super spreader event.
Yes.
An adults only event at a warehouse in South Central LA.
Yes.
They say, but mostly they've been breaking up big parties full of teenagers and young people. But this time it was older middle-agers.
No masks were worn.
No, it was just a big swingers party that they busted. And there's some great footage of people that are like, one woman comes out and she's like, I don't know what's going on here. What is going on? And he's like, you're being detained. She's like, for what?
You're at a party. You're at a group.
He's like, this is an illegal event.
There are people in the hospital dying in the parking lot.
So far, their super spreader, the LA Sheriff Department super spreader, has made hundreds of arrests.
You know, if we all just stay home, get the vaccine, you wear a mask, we will all get to a point where we can go out to warehouses in South Central.
Go fuck each other.
Yeah. Sure. And fuck till your penis runs away.
Yeah. We got to go. Thanks for joining us, y'all. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com.
Oh, God!
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Ryan's doing some stuff on the internet and in VR.
Ooh, yeah.
Alt space.
Florida man.
Yeah. One word?
Yeah. I'm working on a regular thing there. But yes, one big fucking word. And I say fuck.
And fuck around with him, step behind him. He doesn't know how to turn around.
I do not know.
Check out what he's doing on social media and RadarComedy.com. Radar Comedy on the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. And for $1,000, if you send us $1,000, we'll send you a couple of mugs and a cheap blanket,
a
too.
Blanket? What do I do with a blanket?
Join us tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.